Whenever Isabella returned home for a visit, she reverted to the angry, rebellious teenager she'd been before leaving. Her final homecoming proved no exception. Isabella stood over her mama and said, "You won. Here I am. You couldn't help yourself. The moment I graduated, you found a way to guilt me back to this nasty podunk town." She was irritated, Mia Isabella, pacing back and forth, shoving her fingers in her hair until it was standing up like a halo of black lace. She said, "I spent 2 years of my life pursuing your dream, Mom, because I didn't know I could go after my own. You never told me that. You never told me I could do whatever I wanted. Not once. I had to learn that on my own." Her mama, a Fandelli by marriage, not birth, did not reply. Isabella deflated with a big sigh. She was gentle as she brushed aside a roaming lock of hair on her mama's corpse. Dark and luscious, Cleona's hair had once curled with abandon. Quite recently, however, it had lost its soul. Literally. Isabella studied her mama's slack face as she pulled the stainless steel cart closer and dipped her fingers in the steel washing bowl. The water had grown cold. Isabella picked up the bowl, carried it to the utility sink, dumped it, and refilled it. She added lavender soap, Cleona's favorite. When she returned to the embalming table, she left the dark thoughts and feelings behind, wet a washcloth, and began to clean her mama's body as Cleona had done for so many others. If she'd been preparing a stranger, Isabella might have worn latex gloves. She did not need that barrier between her and her mama's beloved skin. Isabella rinsed out the washcloth in the sink and tossed it into the laundry bag. She unzipped her coveralls and stepped out of them, adding them to the wash pile as well. "Isabella?" The voice, a voice that Isabella recognized, caused her to halt where she was, frozen. She must have been dreading it as much as hoping for it.
"Isabella, are you here? Can you hear me, honey?"
"I'm here, Mom." Isabella's mouth twisted with grief.
"I hear you."
The voice had not come from the corpse. Nevertheless, Isabella leaned over Cleona.
"Isabella, you and Blusiel need to find your brother."
Cleona Fandelli sounded just as she had in life, with her no-nonsense tone.
"I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you until now. The witch made me promise. But death breaks all promises."
"Mom, what are you talking about?"
"Your father and I had another kid. You and Blusiel have a brother. Find him. You have to find him, Isabella. He needs you. You need him. Find him, chérie."
When Cleona called her daughter by that familiar term of endearment, Isabella's hands began to shake. Her heart broke all over again. With that, Cleona exited stage left.
"What happened?" Isabella asked. "Where is he?"
A dozen times or more, Isabella repeated the same questions, but her mama never replied again. She couldn't. She had finished her mission and had crossed over into purgatory the moment her last wishes were delivered. Isabella had no way of knowing. She stood with her hand on her mama's arm for a long time, waiting for more. Nothing happened. Cleona Fandelli had said all she was going to say. Eventually, Isabella could take the waiting no more. She covered Cleona with a sheet and rolled her to the cadaver refrigerator. When she tugged open the door, the cold air rushed out, and Isabella melted.